Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the High Hopes Podcast.
High Hopes.
On the Odyssey app and Sports Radio 94 WIP.
The crowd was singing High Hopes. Smiling through a broken nose. Oh, High Hopes. High Hopes.
I feel a little less alone.
Yo. Another edition of the High Hopes Podcast, sponsored by Miller Lite, official partner of the Philadelphia Phillies. Tastes like Miller time, Philadelphia. Celebrate responsibly. How you doing, buddy? You look like you're beaming right now. You're happy. This is a happy Jack Fritz. Is it because the Eagles lost so many players? Is that why you're so happy right now?
Again, thrilled with what happened a month ago. Couldn't have pried me off Broad Street.
No, it's like your best day of your life.
Yeah, best day of my life. Dude, every time.
How bad do you need the Phillies? Is there any... Okay, better question. Who wants the Phillies to win a World Series more, you or Bryce Harper?
Bryce, but... every time...
This is a quick answer.
Every time you say, go birds, baby, I want to punt a puppy into traffic.
Please don't do that. We're a puppy friendly podcast.
I'm just kidding.
We love puppies here.
I know.
You've long been a dogsman.
No, I love dogs.
You haven't had a dog.
No, I know. I haven't actually physically owned a dog.
This is what's funny. We're going to go old school here. When Jack and I first became friends back interning at another station and producing another station, Jack used to give me dog treats for my dogs.
I know.
Like that was part of our first interaction.
I think
dog treat guy.
I think the dog bones were bigger than your dogs.
They were.
Like your dogs were this big.
You know what I mean? Millie was a little thicker.
A little thicker. No, like, all right, I'm over whatever. The Eagles are fine.
Move on.
They're great.
It's done.
I'm not beaming because of the Eagles. I'm beaming because I've never done this before, James, in the history of the podcast.
Whoa.
And I'm ready to have a monumental moment. Because
oh my God. Just so everyone knows, I have no idea what he's talking about. He is shocking me with this as well.
Yeah. It's March 13th. I've never said on the history of the podcast heading into the season what I'm about to say, but I truly believe it for the first time.
I'm so intrigued right now. I have no idea where this is going.
I think they're going to win the World Series.
What?
I think they're going to win the World Series.
You never said that.
I've never done that.
The only times we've ever kind of done it is like in the moment in playoffs, be like, oh, this team could win. I think they're going to win it. You know, but like you've never come into a season and said this ever.
And I promise this is not a...
I can't believe you're doing
this. I know. And I promise it's not
We got our title for the pod, right?
It's not a bit from the standpoint of like saying something just to say something because I do guard myself and I try not to get ahead of myself with the baseball team.
You would not do that with the Phillies. Like you just wouldn't put that out. You wouldn't
Other teams, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Would you predict the Eagles go 15-1?
16-1.
There you go.
And win the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Nailed it.
I actually did. Well, I did. That was a bit. Obviously.
I know. That's my point. I'm saying you wouldn't do that.
I did really feel like they were going to go on a run after the Browns
I know.
Game.
And they were 2-2. You or 3-2 or whatever. You felt it. Yeah.
2-2. But
the
Browns
game would make it 3-2, but you, I think you said it after 2.
I thought I said it after the Browns game, and everyone
Browns
was still
game
mad.
Would make it 3-2.
Yeah.
So
yeah, people forget people were mad about the Eagles early in the season,
like really mad, like fire that coach, man. Yeah, that was a thing.
No one better. No one better. But like I really believe it, and I maybe it's because I've just read this quote over and over again from Stark. So Stark wrote a whole piece on The Athletic the other day about obviously the Phillies. And he talked to players on the team, talked to people around the organization.
Saw Jason Sargent Clearwater for a second.
Yeah. Yeah.
The best. He's my favorite writer of all time.
Yeah. And like this quote just continues to jump out at me. And he wrote that nothing boils this group's juices after a 95 win season more than the talk that they've missed their shot to clear that hump or that they're not even one of the two best teams in the NL East this year.
Mm.
They've also noticed that they're now 3 weeks into a spring in which they've generated virtually no buzz. Despite all the winning they've done. Last quote, a little annoying.
A little annoying. Don't be looking at the buzz, all right, boys?
The last thing about all the winning they've done, that's Sixers-ish.
It is.
But just the idea.
Also, use it as fuel. That's great. But, like, the Eagles did just win the Super Bowl. You should not expect a ton of buzz because they won the Super Bowl, you know?
Yeah. I don't care.
I know.
What I care about is the no one believes in us Phillies.
Yeah.
And
you know, that's like, I believe in no one believes in us as much as I believe in any sports motivational thing there is. I think it is the number one best motivator for a team that there is.
Because all they've heard all offseason is you did nothing in the offseason. You choked last year against the Mets. You guys are old. You can't get over the hump.
This group's never going to do it together.
Yeah. And I just...
Never going to change the way they approach. Never going to hit different. They're never going to hit in the playoffs. Yeah, it's a lot of that.
And you look at the landscape of baseball, and it's really just the Dodgers.
I'm with you on this. I think this is a great take. I think all the other teams that are at the top are kind of in a similar vein. It's just the Dodgers that feel like a juggernaut.
If you can take down the Dodgers, James, who's the best team in the American League?
Yeah.
Like, the Yankees lost Gerrit Cole, and they're still the favorites.
Which is
and they lost Juan Soto. The Astros lost Kyle Tucker and Alex Bregman. Point.
When was the last time the American League was this bad?
I have no idea.
It's been years.
James, the three top.
Yeah, like the Indians or the Guardians and Royals, the best teams in the American League.
The Orioles lost
Corbin Burns go.
And they have the second best odds. The Astros lost Bregman and Kyle Tucker and have the third best odds.
Feel better when I think about all the players that came to the National League, though.
It shouldn't. The National League is a freaking juggernaut.
It's insane, dude.
But I think the D-backs, Padres, Phillies, Braves, Mets.
Are those the five best teams in baseball all in the National League? Is that possible?
It's possible. It's possible. By the way, can the odds makers grow up a little bit? The Red Sox are going to win the AL.
Look at the Red Sox.
They got Crochet. Got
Bregman.
No, he's going to. Crochet is going to finish second in Cy Young.
Trevor Story breakout season. I actually meant on Trevor Story this year. By the way,
I
need Fritz just real quick before we forget. And I have my draft tomorrow night. Nice. So like I need Fritz guys.
Should I just do it on the podcast? I don't think anyone listens. I'll do it at the end of the pod so that.
I think what you should do is do Fritz guys on the next pod since my draft is on Friday and then you doesn't hurt me. Yes.
Does your league members listen?
There are people in the league who listen.
Okay. So I won't bring up Gavin Williams, but.
It's like my top guy.
He's already dropped his Cy Young odds from 10,000 to 6,000.
So next pod, we'll do the Fritz guy. You just got a free Fritz guy and whoever takes it in front of me in the draft, I know you listen and I'm mad at you already.
Yeah. But I look at them and this is a group that I think believes in themselves. I think they think they're really good. I think when you were down there, when I was down there, we were there at the same time, didn't see each other.
Outrageous.
Always fantastic.
Yeah. Blame American Airlines.
I just think they don't know what to say besides, because I think they
feel foolish saying the same things they said last year, but when in reality, like the mentality is the same, like World Series or bust type of thing, they feel foolish thing.
And they've just been beaten down all offseason of you guys, chokers, blah, 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 blah. So they really want to be like, I think we're really good. And then have everyone tell them,
no, you're not. Like, you idiot.
Yeah.
How could you say that?
I'll take the bullets for them. Yeah. You know what I mean? Just a true.
Look at this.
Like, I'll take them. Listen, if they don't win the World Series, whatever. I think they're going to win the World Series. I think at least they're going to be in the NLCS. If the Dodgers are just a juggernaut, the Dodgers are just a juggernaut.
Some things you can't do about it.
No, like if you take them 6 games, I don't think everyone's going to be melting down about losing to the Dodgers. And maybe they're an all-time team. Maybe they're not. Maybe it's baseball and you can beat them.
Maybe guys get hurt. I mean, it's baseball. Yeah. Now,
everyone did get hurt on their rotation last year. And they still
won the World Series.
They still won
the World closer, Series. No closer, no starters. Didn't matter.
Well, at least they added Tanner Scott and Kirby Yates to that.
And they added some starters too, like Sasaki and Snell.
I know.
Sasaki, and Ohtani, by the way, is a starter now too.
Did you see Sasaki the other day?
He looked nasty. I know. Yeah, he looked real nasty. Game 2 starter for them.
And I think because I've been kind of piecing my way through how to feel about him, and I think there's two camps. I think there's one camp of Phillies fans that is more worried about, like, if you're asking your worry heading into the season, I think that there's two camps. I think one camp is I'm just worried about the Phillies. And there's the other camp where I'm just worried about the Dodgers. And like I fall more into I'm worried about
me
the,
too.
Dodgers than I'm worried about
me too. The Dodgers, when I was, and I'm good now. I'm super ready for baseball. I'm excited. Like I'm back to where I needed to be.
About that.
But like honestly, it wasn't the Eagles winning the Super Bowl that I couldn't get jacked up for. Like I was relishing that and all that. But like it's the Dodgers thing. I've just been so upset about it. And it feels so like it's not unfair, but it feels unfair. Like it feels like, what are we doing here? Like, what's the point of this if that team's just going to add everyone? So the Dodgers thing is frustrating me the most. But as we get closer to your point, to quote Dave Dombrowski, that's baseball.
Well, he doesn't like teams. That quote, except when he has to use it after the season.
When he says it. Like, I do think to your point, like it is baseball and the Dodgers absolutely could lose. Uh-huh. Like, any team could lose. So, but the Dodgers thing has annoyed me more than the Phillies inactivity.
Yeah. And again, It's interesting because I actually think the Eagles and Phillies are in a very similar situation. Obviously, the Eagles won the Super Bowl. Phillies did not do that. But heading into this year, where the Eagles had to purge a lot of like a good amount of their defense, mm-hmm. the Phillies I think are heading into this year. They can win the World Series, but we're not dying to win the World Series. Mm-hmm. I think the Eagles are heading into next year saying, "We just won the Super Bowl."
You know what?
We need to get some things right on the roster.
We still got a lot of talent. We could win, but we're not going to like go all in to winning it.
Exactly. Exactly. So I think they're actually in a similar situation. Mm-hmm. But
pause here.
A little bit of a pause here. But maybe the pause here ends in it can end in a title. Like,
of course it can.
Because I don't.
I mean, look, it doesn't even need like the 2017 Eagles came out of nowhere to win a title. Like you can win a title.
Last year's Eagles team. I mean, I think people were excited, but.
Another good point. You're right. I mean, they came off the worst collapse in the history of the franchise. Mm-hmm. And absolutely. Like
compared to the 1964 Phils.
I actually do feel like, and look at the, I mean, evidence suggests, I feel like it's more likely in Philadelphia that we're going to win a championship when we're not all expecting it than when we are.
No, again, we don't do dynasties.
No.
We don't
go into a season saying we're about to dominate and then actually dominate. That's not having us.
There needs to be some bumpy roads. And believe me saying I think they're going to win the World Series has nothing to do with that. I still think it's going to be a slow start. Now, Ben made a good point about like the division and how hard it is and how maybe they have a quicker leash on the Turner leadoff thing. Mm-hmm. I just don't feel that. I don't feel the Turner thing. I think they'll give the Turner thing some breathing room.
So do you think they will start the season with Turner leadoff? Because they've been going back just where we're a lot in these spring training lineups.
They have. And they've been trying to do the whole like we're gonna do both thing, maybe.
Which is the worst thing.
I just
pick one. Just pick one.
I just want to see how it worked.
I'm in on it. So I've been very staunchly, you know, it worked with Schwarber. I don't think that was the problem with the team. But like, why not at this point try it out, especially when you did bring Trey Turner in here to do that. And again, I think we talked about last pod where I'm like, I was astounded it was only 15 games that he let off. Mm-hmm. Like I would have guessed 25 at least. And I knew it wasn't much. But like, and that's not enough, right? When you sign a guy with a $300 million contract, mm-hmm. that's not enough. Leash to give him 15 games. That was it. That's all he ever did with him. It's crazy. Like I don't even get it. So I'm in.
Yeah. I just, cause again, and I made this point all off season. Like I just think it has more to do with the postseason than it does the regular season. I think they're going to make the postseason and
if they stay healthy, they're going to make the postseason.
And
but they're pitching like
what has happened in the postseason, I believe, is that again, I think teams just pitch around Bryce. And I think as he gets higher and higher in the lineup,
it's harder
to pitch around him. And he gets more high impact situations. Now Trey has to be really good. I mean, Trey has to be good. He can't be hitting 240.
No, he's gotta be like 295, he's gotta walk more needed.
And you know, we do this whole thing with what's the best, getting the best version of the player, right? If Trey thinks that's the best version of Trey, you got to give it a shot.
Well, I told you on the last pod, I think maybe the single thing that kind of flipped my opinion the most was Rob Thompson saying that they thought that if they put Trey in the leadoff spot, that maybe it would change his approach because he was leading off, and he would go about his at bats differently because he was the leadoff guy. And it's like,
and he basically,
sure, try it. That makes a ton of sense.
I did black out during the interview with him, but I think one thing he said was that, you know, I'm probably not going to go up there and swing first pitch like sometimes I'm prone to do, batting second, looking to jump on a pitcher.
Yep.
Right. Which there had, listen, I know he has one hit in spring, but he
for 17. Not awesome.
He has worked a good amount of 8-pitch walks.
You know what I'm going to say? What? Who cares? Spring training doesn't matter. I could be 0 for 17. I really, honestly, I wouldn't care.
And as I always said, I don't care what the good players do.
Right.
I don't care what the good players do. And
I don't care about bad performance, only good performance in spring.
Always.
Yeah.
That's the ethos of the podcast is good results in spring training lead to a breakout year. Bad results, they're working on things. And even when I go back and rewatch games, I don't even bother. I don't need to watch Schwarber. I don't need to watch Harper. I don't need to watch.
You just know they're. Yeah.
Don't care. Yeah. Get me to Otto. Give me the auto cam.
Give me the Rincones. Oh, give me
I'm still not sick of spring training.
By the way, he is a big boy. So I didn't. Rincones? We did the pod, I guess it was Thursday or whatever. And then I ended up going to the game on Saturday. And we had seats like right behind the Phillies dugout.
You saw Taiwan.
Shout out to John Brazier. We did see Taiwan.
So
really good time. It looked all right. I mean, yeah.
In the three non postseason games you've been to in the last calendar year plus, two of them have been started by Taiwan Walker.
More than that, but yeah.
Really? I guess you have.
Yeah.
I guess I just wanted to make a joke.
I went to two in London, and then
right. So you flew to London, you flew to Clearwater, and two of those three.
Yes,
games,
exactly. You've seen Taiwan You're correct. Walker. Yes.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Lucky me. But Rincona's a big dude.
Yeah.
Like, seeing him stand in the line with the other guys, like, he was towering over some dudes. Like, I was impressed.
Yeah, well, he's added,
see it.
He's added 20 to 25 pounds since they drafted him. Really? So, you know, there's an interesting player there. Again, I think he's going to need an injury to someone to come up and, like, get a little bit of extended runway to talk them out of maybe. Like, does he play well enough to
get a bench spot? Probably not.
No, like, does he play well enough to next year they don't sign a Max Kepler type to play left field? You know what I mean? Unless Kepler's like has a great year, and then
I'm excited about Kepler, by the way.
You guys are talking.
You know, I liked him when they signed him. I mean, he is a guy I've owned in fantasy, and this is what I said when they signed him. He's like one of those guys who I've owned in fantasy, and I always thought he was better than everyone else. Like, he always performed for me.
All of our perception of players around the league is based strictly on fantasy, 100%, baseball, yes. Which is great.
You know what? At least we've heard of them. We know who they are. Yeah. You know, we want to watch them play.
Well, he's always been someone that
the reason I have the MLB package that we both, you know,
I know. I know. But he's always been a guy that the analytics darlings loved. You know, I guess he hits the ball hard and plays good defense, whatever. But, and I think he's in the year as one of the five most valuable.
I saw you say that. It's a bold statement, but I could absolutely see it.
So, I think he's gonna be more valuable than Castellanos.
You're basically saying the top four in the lineup, and then he's the next best.
Yeah. And I think there's a chance.
Is better than Boehm or better than whatever. Like, it's possible.
25.
He hit 31 home runs a couple years ago. Max Kepler did that.
Yeah.
He did. He hit 31 home runs in a season. Like, he's done it.
And I've been really impressed with I know it's spring training, but the quality of the bats he puts together is not. You can see a guy who has bad plate discipline, like we've watched Castellanos.
100%. Yeah, we know what it looks like.
And
more than most.
And given the scars that we have of 6-7 against the Diamondbacks in last year's Mets series, it's hard not to just obsess.
Zero in on that.
If a guy is...
Yeah. Like, I don't even really care if you hit the ball. I just want to see if you're taking the
pitches and swinging the right. I don't care. If you can put the... Dude, that's why I've been so impressed. It's
amazing that that's our bar.
I've been so impressed with the young kids that have come up, because I look at the at-bats and it's a high quality at-bat,
which is good organizationally speaking. Yes. Like that is something they're teaching as they develop them and whatnot.
Also, what I'm in on Kepler, and this is super nerdy, but on this podcast,
at what point does this podcast get not super nerdy?
Yeah. Dude, he does the little Utley. When he takes a walk thing, step in front of the mound and bat flip from the dugout, which I was always in on that.
I dig that.
It was
I'm with you on that.
I'm in on like being a little cocky after a walk.
Latitude, man.
Yeah. So I'm a little Kepler'd up.
I'm too, man. I really like Kepler.
There's a lot of, I'm in on a lot of fills this year. I'm just letting everyone know.
You did just say you think they're going to win the World Series.
On a lot of fills. You know what's sick, too, is that even in fantasy, like, I never take Phillies.
Lean towards not.
And this is in, like, a dynasty league, so I could have. Now I might have to draft Aiden. But, I already have Harper, Wheeler, Turner, and Boehm in my dynasty.
The heart of
and
the
I
Phillies
keep looking
team.
At him. I'm like, this guy's a steal in this spot. 97 RBIs in the third base market. Are you kidding me? So I do want to do a fantasy draft, though, of me and you.
I love it.
Just drafting
Phillies.
Our guys.
I think it's a great idea.
Who wins at the end of the year?
Yeah. Do you want to do that next pod? Should we plan for it? For the pod after, like, right before the season.
Week of opening
day. Okay. I'm down. Love that.
Yeah.
Tucker. Get on it.
You don't have to get in. Maybe just a graphic at the end with
maybe just a list of the roster team. For when we get Gobert, deep.
So this isn't a high effort pod for me.
Wow.
We know where the
Elliot does make him do a lot of work, if we're being honest.
Yeah. Jack does during the season.
Yeah.
Doing final outs every night.
Hold on.
Yeah. I'm the only one who doesn't make you do a lot of work.
Well, you just gotta put a lot of work in.
I know, it's true.
Two different things there.
You're wrong.
Yeah. Good. So yes, I stay up till 11 on final out.
Grinding. By the way, have you guys thought about this? That my going to bed early is over now.
Oh man,
that's all I think about.
Pour one out.
I'm 2 weeks away from not going to bed at 7 o'clock.
Here's my counter.
Yes.
Listen, man, it's like 9:30 now.
Dude, it's awesome. I have no complaint.
Much better.
The pitch clock coming in the year I went to the morning show is how I know that if there is a higher power, that higher power loves me. That's it. I know.
Really?
It could not have been a more. Yeah.
The Super Bowl.
Probably the greatest thing that ever happened to me in an individual
and
thing.
And like I've talked about, I'll get nothing I want sports wise. Everything else is great.
Life. Perfect. Sports. The worst.
Can't get one right. Yeah, no. I can't buy one. No. Can't buy one.
What? But here's the thing. If you get this one right, today, what we're doing here, nothing else matters.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the ultimate one.
And
the first time you ever did it, too. It would be, and we'd play this audio. Like, Tucker, mark the audio. I mean, it would be.
Wouldn't it be hard special. To find? It was about 30 seconds.
It was very, very early. Beginning of the show. I know.
Make Tucker work hard on this podcast.
You never do.
I didn't save it for the 48-minute mark.
Hey, Tucker, can you dig and find that spot?
Dude, because I was driving in today, and I was like.
Enough.
I think they're going to win,
it's
man.
Kind of like enough of this.
Yeah, because I'm so sick and tired of, like, you know, I like this kind of motivation of, is the city, because the Phillies have never really experienced real Philadelphia.
That's true.
And,
well, since they started winning, they did up until then, like 2022 until September.
Sure.
The end of September.
But people didn't know that team.
Agree. My point is you're right. They've not. In the same way, but that was the closest in September. We were like, I don't want them. But people were like, I don't want them to celebrate if they win and all that. Like, I do think there was a bit of that from the 2019 through 2022 before they made it. There was a little frustration there at the end, but you're right. It has not been what it is now.
And because now everyone knows them. And I don't think it's Sixers territory.
But
I think that there is a little bit of.
Because people care.
Yeah.
Like Sixers have legitimately, even before this season, have legitimately reached apathy. Like they have actually reached the point where people don't care.
Yeah. Well, and even like there wasn't that big of a pop after the PG thing,
my point. It was like the PG thing. I was like, okay, I guess it was the move to make. Sure.
Yeah.
See what happens.
Yeah. You know? But I think now they're starting to, like, even the Castellanos quote about the media, you guys get to be right, you know, and that's dope,
which
whatever.
I hated the quote, but if it's part of us against the world, I'm all in.
And I think last year's Eagles team used the media,
no doubt,
to be a vessel to the fans,
especially when they like the last year's Eagles team was creating their own like issues with which they had to fight against the world. Like they're the ones who got into fights with each other and then told us about it. Like we didn't tell Brandon Graham, hey man, can you come on and talk to us about AJ Brown and Jalen Hurts not liking each other? He did that. Like they created their own stuff and then used it as fuel. I mean, that is strong.
And by the way, they don't win the Super Bowl if Brandon Graham doesn't do
100%.
That.
100%. Brandon saved the season.
Hashtag thank you, WIP.
I'll bet you that hashtag is really going to pick up steam.
You don't think it's going
to
catch on?
I think we're going to see a lot of that hashtag.
I've tried to send it internally to the Eagles and they laugh every time I say it. And I don't appreciate that.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. It's all right. It's Phil's season. But
we're 2 weeks from opening day, by the way.
I know. 14
help,
days.
Hell freaking yeah, dude.
I know.
Hell yeah.
And we're 2 weeks away from fantasy baseball season.
Oh, I got my draft tomorrow night.
I'm in the middle of my draft right now.
I to be fair, I'm back-to-back champ. No big deal.
You are, of all the things that you're pretty good at, you're like disgusting.
I'm really good at fantasy sports. Like, I know.
Actually,
I've been playing for 25 years. Like, you know what I mean? Like, sure.
Did you ever do the thing that was?
Like, I've been playing fantasy sports since you were 5 years old.
Did you play fantasy sports?
I mean, think about that.
When they were not on computers?
Yeah, no, I was just on. I did not do. I like just when it started to boom on computers is when I started to get into fantasy sports.
Yeah. So I remember when I was maybe 8 or whatever. I was over at my grandparents' house for Thanksgiving. My cousins were over. And it was like a Cowboys game, of course, I always play. And they're talking about like fantasy. And I was so confused because I was still like 8.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, fantasy football? Like,
what's
was
that?
Was there Dungeons and Dragons? You know, like this, it just didn't make any sense to me.
Little did you know.
Little did I know. And fantasy football's cooked. But fantasy baseball
is so much better. I tell this to anyone. Now, granted, you have to be into it and be willing to like you know, for 6 months, grind, like check your team every day, set your lineup every day, make moves every day. Like you got to like be on it, but it is just such a better game.
Well, and
it's
not even
comparable.
If you get into a league that cares, and totally. I think keepers and prospects
make it more fun.
Yeah. And it makes deadlines more fun and all. Like it's just a regular old fantasy baseball season, boring. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Where it's like there's a single season.
But well, yeah, head to head. Like Roto can get pretty boring, especially if one team goes out.
Roto's lame, dude. Give me the head to head.
I'm with you.
A little bit of an intro.
I'm with you. Like, I'll take the fact that I might be the best team and lose as opposed to like just, okay, well, I'm in first place with a month to go. I guess I win. No one can catch me. This is cool. Or I'm in fourth place and the best I can do is third. Let me get a bunch of stolen bases so I can move up to third place. Like, it's like, what are we doing here?
That's why I wish the Super Bowl was a little closer.
Yeah.
Wasn't it boring?
That's a good take right here. Yeah, it's good. It was not. It was glorious.
All things considered, would you, like, they win, right? They win. I'm not saying you have to
get
that.
No, I get it.
Would you rather have had a close game or a blowout?
This time I would rather have a blowout just because I like having a win where we had a close game and a win where we had a blowout. Like, so I could feel both. Next time, I agree with you, I'd rather it be a great Super Bowl and a close game. But I did enjoy experiencing the blowout and having no stress. I mean, like, wow.
It was odd. It was very strange.
It was so weird. It was one of the weirdest sporting events I've ever watched.
It was very strange.
Yeah.
When Jalen threw the pick, I was actually mad when he threw the pick. I'm just letting you know.
Good.
I was mad. I was like, what are you doing?
I really appreciate that.
When he threw the pick and then they didn't move the ball an inch.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, I agree. And if you were like, even if you were doing the like, oh, you know, when they came out to start the second half and did absolutely nothing after Andy had, you know, a whole halftime to scheme it up, it's like, oh, they're cooked. They're cooked.
Would you rather have the Phils win in 7 or 4 in the World Series this year?
Four. I'm not messing around anymore. Now that we've experienced the game 7, let me tell you, don't like it.
Yeah. For a while, the Phillies
probably won't feel good going into the next one either.
The Phillies are the Michael Jordan of they're in the Michael Jordan of franchises. They're playing in a game 7.
Yeah.
And we experienced one. Never want to do it again. It was not fun.
No,
it was not fun.
Honestly, I think it's the worst game I've ever been to.
No, you were at game 5 and 11.
Yeah, but
you were dude, game 5 and 11.
You're right. No, you're right. That was worse because of the injury. You're right. No, you're right. That was worse. But it's close. It's right there with it. It's not, you're right. I agree with you. It's not as bad.
I think
that's fair.
I think,
but like game 7 against the Diamondbacks when we get up 3-2 and up 2-0 and like it just felt so painful. But I agree. The Howard injury makes the
game. So I really do. I think game 5 and 22 was worse than game 7 and 23. Because game 5 and 22 was like, it was there.
They were going to win the World Series.
They had it. And if Marsh puts the ball in play, if Chaz doesn't make the catch,
If they don't sub Trey Mancini in and he's not playing first base,
if Reese doesn't strike out against Verlander in the third,
the Rojas at bat, like there were so many.
Well, Rojas was 20. Was
oh, not the Rojas at bat. The Marsh. I meant the Marsh at bat. You said the Marsh strikeout. My bad.
Yeah. The Marsh strikeout.
The Marsh strikeout was the one. That was the one.
But JT smoked that ball against Chaz.
I know.
And then game 7, it was
freaking
like
Chaz. I hope Chaz feels bad about it. I hope he knows as a true Philly fan what he did to us. I'm sure he does.
Should we bring him on?
I'd love to. Yeah. Are we past it? Can we bring him on and not be like anger people? So yeah. Chaz, what was it like to make that big catch in that game? Huh? It was pretty cool, huh?
Did you feel bad?
Did you feel like a jerk ruining our dreams? Cool.
Of course it was him, too.
I know. Of course it was. Of course it was.
So but in game 7 and 23, it was just watching a slow, painful death.
Game. I agree. I'm talking more in terms of like the hopes and dreams of the game and then losing.
What about being...
Especially because it was to go to the World Series. Like that was the first round. You know what I mean? So like, I get your point. You're right. Like on the whole scale with the Howard injury, it's worse. And that was the best team and all that. But like first game 7 ever at home against the Diamondbacks. We lost.
And they used my sick voice to open up the...
Perdomo and... Oh, yeah, I know.
The MLB highlights. Oh, my God. That was a good moment. Now people look back at it.
Well, all I remember about that moment was you sent that to me like a day after it happened. And I'm like, why the hell did you watch these highlights in the first place to find out that our voices were there?
Yeah.
Because you're sick.
Because I'm sick.
Because you are sick.
Again, the 10 team's better than the 11 team, but that's just it.
All right, I got like 10 minutes left. Let's do some take back action.
You don't want to rehash the 10 and 11 Phillies?
So I think, can I be honest? People aren't going to like this. The 11 Phillies are overrated.
A little bit overrated.
They just are. Like, everyone's like, best team ever. Like, well, no. Like, sorry, no. They lost to an 84-win Cardinals team. And the Cardinals team was better than 84 wins. They had injuries and guys came back and they won the World Series. But like everyone's like, oh, that was the best team we had. It's like, why? Because they won 102 games. Like
the 10 team is better.
I think they might have been. They were certainly better offensively.
Yeah. Now, 10 was a deadline. 10 was a deadline they were considering trading Worth. Mm-hmm. And then Don Brown got hurt, so they kept Worth. Mm-hmm. They did not trade Jason.
Yeah, losing Worth mattered.
I know.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, so tomorrow is spring breakout day. Come on. You know what that
tomorrow is? What?
Spring breakout day? Come on, man.
Hold on. Let me think here.
You don't know what the spring breakout is?
Yeah.
This is just disappointing.
Uh-huh.
I know your Super Bowl was early February.
Oh, this is your Super Bowl?
Dude.
What, are they playing all the young guys or something?
It's Phillies prospects versus Pirates prospects.
There you go.
Tomorrow at 105.
Something like that.
105 tomorrow.
How excited are you?
I can't wait. Listen to this roster. All right. This should be my opening day roster. These guys played 162. I think
You'd
I'd watch
ecstatic.
More.
You would be locked in on
more
every
of them than that. Eduardo Tai catching.
Sick.
So the infield is Aiden Miller, Arun Escobar. By the way, his home run the other day. Like Arun is
in.
He's next.
Arun on. Yep. You're in on Arun.
Yep. Devin Saltabon, Carson DiMartino, Otto Kemp, Keaton Anthony. Can't wait for Keaton Anthony. Outfielders Justin Crawford, Nori, Burkholder, Rincones. That's an outfield. I can't wait to see Burkholder. Burkholder is my guy. And then the pitching staff of Chase Cabrera. Alex McFarland's really interesting. He hasn't gotten healthy yet, but when he gets healthy, there's another problem there. Our boy Aaron Combs, go Vols. Shout out to Justin in Tennessee. And Brad Pacheco, who I have heard is like the most underrated guy in the system. He's pitching tomorrow. So it's just...
It makes me a little sick how many of those names I know.
Good.
To you. Yeah.
Good.
You're like Burkholder. I'm like Griffin Burkholder. Yep.
Griffin.
I know who that is. Yep.
Griffin Burkholder. We almost named Sutton Griffin.
Really?
Yeah. It was another name we were considering. But then I thought to myself, you know, the year before, one could say that the name Walker came from watching a lot of Walker Jenkins highlights. Mm-hmm.
Or Taiwan. But yeah, go ahead.
Never Taiwan. And I was like, I was always a Wyatt guy.
Uh-huh. Wyatt's a good name.
Yeah. I can't just name all my sons after baseball prospects. Like Wyatt Langford, Walker Jenkins.
Yeah, why, especially a Rangers prospect.
I know.
What are we doing here?
And I can't do Aiden.
Wyatt Langford's good, though. He's hurt now, right?
No, he's
back. Okay.
A dark horse sleeper pick for AL MVP.
Yeah. Oh, you AL MVP, you're going? I was going to be like, you can make the All-Star.
Only take odds, again.
Okay.
We're only...
You are Mr. Odds.
Gavin Williams plus 10,000. Tell your friends.
Yeah, well, not
Don't
anymore,
tell all your
right?
friends.
Didn't you say not anymore?
It's down to plus 6,000.
Yeah.
Tough. It is. Sure seems like they're more inclined to give Schwarber an extension than JT. Another.
Guess what? Good.
So I would extend Schwarber, but I don't want it to, I don't want it to take them out of Tucker or Vlad.
100%. My point was more like, honestly, I want Schwarber back. I'm fine with it. But I also like, I just don't want them to extend JT. Like, that's more my thing. Like, if you want to give him an extra year or something, which you wouldn't do, like, fine. But like, I can't have a 35-year-old, 36-year-old, 37-year-old, 38-year-old catcher. Like, I'm just not going to bet that he's Yadier Molina. Like, I'm just not going to bet on it.
Sure. And again, I want to extend Schwarber. I think he's...
I'm down. I agree. I would rather extend him than not.
I just wonder what the number is. I mean, he's signed for 18 per for 3 years. Four years.
Four for seven. It was 479, I think.
Like, 360 seems small, right? 360, that's a $2 million a year raise. But he's 32.
Oh, I don't think he has to get a huge raise. Like, really? He's 32. He's in his 30s. Yeah. Like,
360 sounds about right. 360 or 365.
Yeah.
In that range. It's another $20 million a year.
So it's just like, then, and again, I'm okay with it, but we're starting to get to the point where, you know, need some young guys here. Yeah, I don't need a team full of guys in their mid-30s, because guess what? Trey's going to be in his mid-30s. Bryce's going to be in his mid-30s. Like, we're getting there. You know, we're heading that direction. Like, I don't need all the mid-30s guys.
It would also be, speaking of the mid-30s guys, it'd be sickening if the two, I think the 18 Red Sox were a one-year, you know,
wonder,
unbelievable team. That wasn't a run. You know what I mean? But Dombrowski having the 14 Tigers in that run, so like, what, they're the second, third best team in the AL. Because they're the best team in the AL, mm-hmm, 14. Like, having that run not end in the title and then have this run not end in the title would be brutal. Because Stark put in that piece too. Because I think that Tigers team is probably better than this team. That Tigers team was great. Was, I mean, like, pretty that, sick.
Think about it, I mean, they got Hall of Famers on that.
And they had five, ended up having
Mickey
five
in his prime, and Verlander in his prime, you got Scherzer. I mean, those teams are sick.
And V-Mart.
Yeah,
prime.
You know, it's my guy. Like, Victor Martinez is one of my favorite players of my life.
And
I love that I've told you this before. Victor Martinez used to have a secret handshake for every player on the team. Whatever team he was on, he would come up with an individual handshake with every freaking player on the team. Like, are you kidding me?
Yep. Younger and better Ian Kinsler. Also,
Kinsler was great.
Kinsler was a good player.
Yeah.
Good player. But like, comparing this
perennial all star Ian Kinsler,
this team and the 10 to 13 or whatever Texas Rangers, you know, now the Rangers made two and we're one strike away from winning it. Yeah. Cliff, David Freeze. But,
Freeze. Yeah. David Freeze.
They're going to get it done this year. So I'm not too worried about it.
I love it.
So,
I'm so excited they're going to win the World Series. I'm ready.
Now, the one thing that is hurting that is Matt Strom, and hopefully he's fine.
So that's that's probably been the worst news of spring. Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
And look, it is great to hear that there's no structural damage. That's big news. But like, I mean, I'm sure you agree. Anytime you're a shoulder, you're like, well, that's not good.
No. And
like, I'd rather run elbow.
Now, Alvarado's looked great. Like, great, great.
Alvarado's looked, like capital letters, like all caps, great. He's been phenomenal.
The curveball's an equalizer. I think
he's hitting over 100. I mean, he's been awesome.
But what's going to take him to the next level is that curveball. He is the only lefty that Tanner Banks is the second best lefty in the bullpen right now.
Mm.
If, I'm just saying, it'd have to probably be injury, but if Matt Strom can't get it going this year, you know, he's missing time in and out. That's where around the deadline, or whenever Painter's coming up, you have the Ranger bullpen conversation.
Yeah.
Now the question is if Ranger's going to want to do it.
In the contract year, spot. Yeah.
Lizardo? Penzardo?
Penzardo.
Penzardo?
Probably not.
Probably not.
But it is fascinating. It's going to be, and look, I think that, you know, I think you can nitpick Dave, and I think fans get mad, whatever, but I think you can nitpick the moves he's made here and there. I think on the whole, it's more wins than losses. But like, one thing I think everyone would agree with is he is under-delivered at the trade deadline he's been here, like definitively under-delivered.
Well, and some of the prospects look pretty good. Like, how you leave.
He's
got
to freaking bring it, dude. I mean, boys, the best player he's acquired at a trade deadline is a freaking minor leaguer in Chassé. Like, that's probably the best guy he's brought in.
Yeah. That's even with a guy who threw a no-hitter.
Yeah.
And they gave away Logan Ohapi. But Marsh is a good player.
Marsh, yeah, exactly. Marsh. But it's like, eh. All
right. And then final thing, and I have to end this in the most high hopes way possible.
Before, you started it in the most high hopes way possible.
Before I let you go to your parent-teacher conferences. I got a John McMillan theory. And this is directed for the front office. Because I'm on to you. I'm on to the McMillan game that you guys are playing. Mm-hmm. They keep putting John McMillan in there in like the ninth inning against AA players, and he's overpowering them. I think they're trying to hide the world from John McMillan so they don't have to put him on the 40-man roster. And they can just start him in AAA, continue to develop him,
move him up.
And they're
the
not
next Jeff Hoffman.
And they're trying to not let the world know what they have in John McMillan.
I like this.
Whereas my theory is just put him on the freaking 40-man roster.
What are we doing?
And let him possibly be an important piece of this bullpen.
They're going to need guys like that. Like whether it's McMillan or someone else, like they're going to, Strom, obviously a wild card in this, but I mean, other than Strom, they have three guys you trust. Like that's it. And that's with Romano, whatever, if we're hoping he's healthy. So
one of those guys is going to pop. They have good stuff. Like legitimately.
I feel great about Kirkery and Alvarado. I think those guys are going to be studs.
Oh, no, I'm talking about like the.
No, I know. I'm saying they need one of those young guys to pop. Like that's my point. They have to.
Yeah. Kirkering's going to be a monster this year, too.
I agree.
Very in on Kirk. Very in on a lot of films.
No, I'm shocked.
I'm looking forward to our draft.
Draft's going
to
be great. I think it's going to be Jack a lot more than me going like, no.
Yeah. It's going to be a snake.
I can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
I can't wait.
And if anyone needs a Fritz list that people have already been reaching out,
mm-hmm.
shoot me a DM.
Oh, I love this.
Or message the High Hope Spot.
And we will talk about it on the next spot as well. All right.
Well, my draft. Yeah, because my drafts are mostly Sunday.
So it's perfect. So we'll go through it in the next week. Fritz list.
I feel very confident.
I can't wait.
I
literally just draft off the Fritz list. Like my lat, like from the 10th round on, like all I do is draft Fritz guys. Like that's my whole staff every year.
So I talked to one guy, only DMs me about the Fritz list. So my last message to him was the Fritz list.
That's amazing.
I got like six studs.
Dude,
man.
You kicked ass. I know you got, at least on my team, I have Bryce Miller, Bailey Ober.
And you made fun of me for Hunter Brown.
Hunter Green. Hunter. I dropped him. I drafted Hunter Brown, ended up being good. Like you did great, man. Let's do it again.
I got like seven names I'm confident in.
All right. We'll be back next week. Until then, he spreads himself.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.